Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Linda.
I'm glad you called. Now, you'll have to cancel me out tonight, Angel. I've got to take a toy away from a baby. Mm-hmm. Someone just bought this baby a gun, and unless I stop her, she figures to get quite a bang out of it.
This is Ed Hurley, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels, and you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the missing miss. In just a moment, you'll hear the latest adventure of the Falcon. But first, here's important news for you from the makers of Kraft Quality Foods. Today on this program, we're making the first nationwide radio announcement of a wonderful new product brought to you by Kraft. Yes, a brand new member of the Kraft family of fine foods. At this point, we're not even going to tell you what the new product is. We're saving that for our next announcement. But be sure to keep tuned to this program. Listen for the big news from Kraft in just a few minutes. And now, the case of the missing miss. It is late Saturday afternoon. A short, heavy-set boy in a dirty trench coat makes his way to the 12th-floor suite of Senator Arthur Blake. And when he comes to the door, he feels at his left shoulder where the outline of a holster can be seen. Then, obviously reassured he hasn't forgotten the tools of his trade, he knocks on the senator's door.
Just a second.
Yes?
Is Senator Blake in?
Oh, I'm afraid he's busy at the moment. Can I help you? I'm Marion Crane's secretary.
Now, nice. Where is he, in there?
Just a moment, Mr.
Darling.
I don't remember making an appointment for you.
Don't let it worry you, Miss Crane. I make my own.
Oh.
Marion, would you be good enough to... Oh, I'm sorry, my dear. I didn't realize we had a visitor.
Hello, Senator.
How do you do, sir?
I hate to break in on you like this, but it can't be helped. My name is Dowling.
Dowling, are you?
No, I'm not one of your constituents. I'm with the FBI.
The FBI?
That's right, honey.
Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Dowling?
You can get your things and come along with me.
I'm afraid I don't understand, sir.
You don't, Senator? You ever hear of an outfit called Premium Oil?
Premium Oil? No, I don't believe I have.
How about a party named Jean Colbert?
No.
That's very strange, Senator, because our investigation shows you helped Colbert sell over $8 million worth of petroleum products to the Navy during the war.
Well, my good man, is selling oil to the Navy a violation of the law?
It is when Colbert and his phony company never delivered even a jar of Vaseline for all that dough.
Well, there must be some mistake.
Could be. Suppose you take that up with my chief.
I'll be glad to, Mr. Dowling. If you'll excuse me for a moment.
Wait a minute, Senator. Where are you going?
Just to get my briefcase. I left it in the bedroom. I assure you I have no intention of escaping.
Okay.
Mr. Dowling.
Yeah?
Are you from the Washington Bureau or the local office?
What difference does... Did you hear something then?
Yes, it came from the bedroom.
Is there a fire escape in there?
No. Senator!
Get away from that window, Blake.
Here you are, Mr. Dowling. You take one more step.
Now listen, Blake, quit bluffing and climb down off that window ledge.
So you think I'm bluffing?
No, Senator, don't!
All right. Hello, Lindsay. You know you're not supposed to come to my apartment unless I have something for you.
Well, I got something for you, Lindsay. Senator Blake just committed suicide.
What are you talking about?
Haven't you seen the afternoon papers?
No.
Well, take a look.
Senator Arthur Blake commits suicide. Head of contract negotiation committee dies in 12-story leap. So what?
Well, don't you get it, Lindsay? This is all tied up with Premium Oil.
Is that what it says?
Oh, no, but that's the way it figures. Senator Blake was my contact.
Senator Blake?
Yeah. I relayed all the instructions I got from you to him.
Why, you're out of your mind, Harrell. There's nothing wrong with Premium Oil.
Oh, sure, there is. I've been convinced of that for a year.
Well, then why didn't you talk up before?
I don't know. Maybe the money was too good. Or maybe I was afraid.
Oh, you're wrong, Harrell.
Now, don't be a chump. If Premium Oil was on the up and up, why would they go for all this hocus-pocus?
What hocus-pocus?
Well, nobody in this setup knows anyone else but the party he gets his instructions from.
Well, I guess that just prevents leaks.
You don't believe that any more than I do. Now, listen, Lindsay, we got to compare notes. Who's the guy you get your instructions from?
I can't tell you.
Now, don't be a sap, friend. We're playing with dynamite. Who's your contact?
Jean Colbert.
You got to get in touch with him.
I can't.
You got to.
But you don't understand, Horrell. I've never seen this Colbert. Whenever he's got any message for me, he writes.
Well, then he must be the head man in this racket.
Now, don't call it that.
Why, you got a better name? We got to face it, Lindsay. They've just been using us for tools.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yes, there is, too. I'm going to get a private detective.
I think you're making a mistake, Horrell.
No, I should have done it a long time ago. Are you with me?
No, I'm going to sit quiet for a while.
You better change your mind, Lindsay. There's plenty of time for that when you're dead.
Yeah?
I'd like to talk to Michael Warren, please.
You are now.
Mr. Warren, my name is Edward Horrell.
Horrell?
Yeah. I hate to bother you on Sunday, but I need help fast.
Well, I suggest you try someone else.
Someone else?
Sure, in a city as big as New York, there must be at least two private detectives.
Well, you don't understand, Warren. Did you read about Senator Blake's suicide?
What about it?
I'm the boy who paid him off.
What are you yapping about?
Another fellow named Kenneth Lindsay and myself were employed by Premium Oil, you see. But we didn't know what kind of a racket it was. As a matter of fact, Lindsay still isn't convinced.
And how come you are?
Well, I've been doing a little checking on my own.
Well, if you've got any information, Horrell, you should turn it over to the proper authorities. Where do you live?
I'm at the Kimberley, apartment 4A.
You there now?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, don't do any more talking on the phone. Your wire may be tapped. I'll be there in half an hour.
That you, Warren?
Yeah.
Okay. Come in.
Thanks.
I didn't expect you for another 20 minutes. Let me take you.
What's the matter, Harold?
You're not Warren.
Ain't I?
No. I've seen pictures of him, and he's at least 6 inches taller than you are.
Maybe it just seems like that.
Yeah? And how do you account for his hair being black while yours is blonde?
Well, don't you think it goes better with my complexion?
Listen, mister, What's your game?
You don't have to worry, Harrell. I'm from the FBI.
Yeah?
You don't seem convinced.
I'm not. What's your name?
Dowling.
Did Warren send you here?
Yep.
Which Warren?
Well, aren't you the suspicious one?
You're darn right I am, especially since I've been listening to the radio.
What do you mean?
Well, according to what I just heard, before Senator Blake committed suicide, an FBI agent dropped around to see him.
So?
So after Blake jumped, this character told Blake's secretary to stay where she was and he'd go get the police. P.S., he never come back. The cops think he was a phony.
And you think that was me, hmm?
Well, he meets your description. Heavy set boy in a khaki trench coat.
Well, I guess there's only one way I can prove it to you. You want to see my credentials?
Well, that might be a good idea.
Okay, Harrell. Now, what does this look like?
Hey, what's the idea of the gun?
You asked to see it.
Then I was right.
Yeah. But I don't think it'll do you much good.
You killed Senator Blake.
No, he was obliging enough to save me the trouble. You see, my department...
Your department?
Yeah. The Department of Dead Ends. I'm what you might call the cleanup man for Premium Oil.
You're not fooling me. You're Jean Colbert.
Who?
Jean Colbert.
I don't seem to recall that name.
How about Kenneth Lindsay?
Glad you reminded me. I got to see him next. So suppose we get this over with.
Listen, darling. Can't we talk this over?
I don't think so.
Well, for Pete's sake, what can you lose?
You wouldn't be trying to stall me, would you, Harrell?
Why should I?
Seems to me you mentioned something about a fellow named Waring being due here.
Oh, well, I was wrong.
You said it, Harrell. You were wrong. Dead wrong.
Now, darling, look. I'll give you...
Give me what? Too bad. Guess I'll never know.
Yes?
Mr. Kenneth Lindsay.
That's right.
Edward Harrell gave me your name.
Oh, well, come in.
I guess there is such a thing as luck.
I beg your pardon?
There are 8 Kenneth Lindsays in the phone book, and the first time out, I get the right one.
Now, look, Mr.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. My name is Mike Waring. I'm working for Harrell.
Then he did hire a detective.
Yeah?
Oh. Sit down.
Thanks.
Drink?
Yes, I could stand one after seeing Harrell.
Why didn't you bring him along?
Cops thought he'd be much more comfortable at the morgue. I think you dropped something, Lindsay.
Is this your idea of a joke, Waring?
About Harrell? Hardly. He was murdered an hour ago.
Who did it?
Don't you know?
If Harrell told you I knew anything about Jean Colbert...
Jean Colbert? Who's he?
Well, didn't Harrell mention him?
No, he only gave me your name. That's why I said I was lucky to find you.
Suppose I said now you've got the wrong one.
Well, it'd be a little late now. I spotted you for the right one the second I looked into this room.
How?
Well, you've got 5 afternoon papers here, and they're all turned to the account of Senator Blake's death.
You're pretty smart, aren't you?
No, not nearly enough. That's why I need your help.
Well, I can't tell you a thing, and even if I could, I wouldn't pick you for a confidant.
No, don't be a fool, Lindsay.
I told Harrell to keep his mouth shut.
That didn't make any difference. Use your head. Blake is dead, and so is Harrell. How long do you think you've got?
Well, there may be something in what you say.
Well, of course there is. Now, Harrell got his orders from you, didn't he?
Yes.
And you got them from this Jean Colbert?
That's right.
Who is he?
I don't know. I never saw the man. I only heard from him through the mail.
Have you got any of his letters here?
Well, yes, but I don't think they'll do you any good. They're all typewritten.
May I have them?
Yeah, sure.
All right, now I want to get one thing straight. After you gave Harrell his instructions, he forwarded them to Senator Blake, right?
That's what Harrell told me. None of us knew any link in the chain except the one next to him.
Well, the senator must have kept some sort of records.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Well, didn't the paper say something about his having a secretary?
Yes, her name is Marion Crane, but you don't think she can shed any light on the subject?
Yeah, you never can tell, Lindsay. For all we know, she may be the original lady with the lamp. Let's hope she can show us the way.
And now here's the news we promised you. Big news from Kraft. It's the nationwide radio premiere of a wonderful new salad oil. Kraft Salad Oil. The first salad oil ever offered for your home use by the makers of all those wonderful Kraft prepared salad dressings. Now, you know that there are some salad dressings that no one else makes quite like you. You know, too, that many of your prized cooking and baking recipes call for liquid shortening. You also know that for best results, you must use only the best ingredients. And that's why the introduction of Kraft Salad Oil is the most exciting kitchen news in years. For Kraft Salad Oil is more than just a new oil. It's a new kind of oil. It's fresh and pure as summer sunshine. Lighter bodied, too. Because Kraft Salad Oil is not just refined, it's superfined. It's produced by a special new superfining process created by Kraft. Because it's lighter-bodied, it blends quickly and perfectly with other ingredients in your salad dressings. Adds crusty tenderness to things you fry. Heavenly fluffiness and moistness to things you bake. Yes, you'll put new magic into your finest recipes with new superfined Kraft Salad Oil. Try it tomorrow, won't you? Look for the bottle with the beautiful label. Get Kraft Salad Oil at your grocer's. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. An hour has passed since Lindsay gave Mike Waring the lead to Marion Crane, Senator Blake's secretary. And now, as we find that little lady, she's obviously got her hands full.
Right, 23 left, 32 right. What do you know? Works.
That's not nice, Angel.
Who are you?
Name is Waring, Miss Crane.
Don't you believe in knocking?
Well, I didn't want to disturb you. I thought you might be busy. Looks like I showed good judgment there, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, I'll leave it to you, Angel. Now, what secretary would want to be heckled while she's opening her boss's safe?
I was just getting some of my things.
Well, it's awfully nice of the senator to let you keep all those bonds in there.
Look, Mr. Waring, what business is this of yours?
I'm a private detective, Miss Crane. I'm working for the late Edward Harrell.
The late? You mean Harrell's dead?
Then you did know him, huh?
Well, of course, he was a personal friend of the senator's.
Well, perhaps you wouldn't mind answering one of my questions.
Such as?
Who is Jean Colbert?
What do you know about Colbert?
I thought I was going to ask the questions.
What do you know about Colbert?
Not a thing. If I did, I wouldn't have to ask you who he was.
Then why do you want to find him?
Because I've got evidence he's responsible for Harrell's death.
Look, Waring, I'm going to give you a piece of advice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm being so nice to you.
Well, maybe it's because I appeal to your maternal instinct.
Yes, maybe. But I wouldn't mess in things that don't concern me.
Well, that's very good coming from you. Especially after I find you messing in Senator Blake's safe.
Get out.
Okay, Miss Crane. Don't think it hasn't been nice.
I know, because it hasn't.
Oh, that's where you're wrong, Angel. In fact, I was so delighted, I'm going to tell all my friends about you. Especially those in the police force.
Yeah, you do that.
Three, two, four, three, one. Yeah?
Hello, is that you, Wilby?
Who's this?
Marion Crane.
What's up, Marion?
You better get a wire out to number one. Private detective named Mike Waring just looked in on me.
The Falcon? That sounds interesting.
He said he had evidence against Jean Colbert. I think he's asking for trouble.
Okay, Marion, if that's what Mr. Waring wants, it should be easy enough to oblige him. I'll be glad to do my part.
Hiya, Pappy.
Huh? Well, I'm glad to see you made yourself at home.
I didn't think you'd mind, Waring. Shut the door.
Now listen, mister.
Shut it. And your mouth, too, while you're at it. Now be a good boy and sit right down on that sofa where I can watch you. Right there, that's close enough.
Is that the gun that killed Harrell?
How would you like to find out firsthand?
Now, don't bother. What's your name, friend?
I've got several, Waring. You can call me anything you like.
You know, you're leaving yourself wide open.
Look who's talking. Listen, Waring, you... Who's that?
You have no idea.
Get rid of him.
Okay.
And remember, if you crack out of turn, I'm right behind you.
Hello, Waring. Can I come in?
Well, I'm awfully busy.
Oh, I just wanted to hear how you made out with Blake's secretary.
Well, I'll call you in the morning, Lindsay. And...
Wait a minute. Your name, Lindsay?
Yes.
Come on in.
Yes, but Waring said...
Mr. Waring just changed his mind.
Hey, he's got a gun.
That's what changed it. I've been meaning to look in on you, friend. I'm glad you spared me the trip.
Say, what's going on here?
Don't you get it, Lindsay?
If he don't now, he never will.
Why, you know...
No, look out, Lindsay!
Lindsay.
Let him lay, Waring. I want to finish that little talk we started.
What do you want?
You've been asking an awful lot of questions about a party named Jean Colbert.
So?
So I don't like it.
Well, that's tough. Give me 24 hours and I'll know who he is.
Maybe you've got some sort of evidence?
Maybe.
Letters?
Perhaps.
I want him, Waring.
Well, I can't blame you for that.
Look, do you turn him over like a nice boy or do you have to be coaxed?
Oh! Look, you...
What about those letters, Waring?
I haven't got them.
And I hope you got plenty of endurance, because, brother, you're going to need it.
Oh!
Are you going to lay there all night, Mike, or are you going to tell me what happened?
Oh, look, I told you all I could, Sergeant. Next thing I knew, you and Harris were pouring scotch down my... Hey, where is Harris?
I sent him on an errand.
Is Lindsay all right?
Yeah, the doc had to take a couple of stitches and a scalp, but after that he was able to leave. Any idea who Tough Boy was?
No, I don't think he's local.
You might be surprised. Was he short, stocky, about 5'7", blonde hair and very white skin?
Yeah, that's the boy.
I thought so.
You know him, Corbett?
Fairly well. His name is Joe Dowling.
Dowling?
Alias Joe Denton, alias Jerry Davis. Shall I continue?
No, never mind. I get the idea. What gets me is why Dowling didn't stick around to finish the job.
What job?
Well, I got the impression he was going to kill Lindsay.
Oh, then Mr. Lindsay can thank me for saving his life. I was on my way up to see you, and I had him ring you from downstairs. When Dowling heard me coming, he must have beat it out the back way. Now, let's get back to those letters from Colbert. Dowling got them, huh?
Yeah, they were in my pocket all along. I was a sucker not to give them to him when he first asked.
Why?
Well, there was nothing in those letters that was the least bit incriminating. Didn't tell us a thing about Jean Colbert.
You must be wrong, Mike. Dowling didn't do that job on you for nothing.
Say, wait a minute, Sergeant. I've got a hunch.
That may be for me. Hello. Yes, this is Sergeant Corbett. When, Harris? You sure? Okay, you know what to do. Now, what were you saying, Mike?
I think I know who Jean Colbert is.
Oh,
Dowling.
You're nuts.
Now listen, Sergeant, it makes sense. I tell you this, Joe Dowling and Jean Colbert are one and the same.
There's only one thing wrong with that theory, Mike.
Well, you'll have to show it to me.
Okay, come down to the morgue.
What for?
That was Harris who just phoned in. He found Dowling's body 20 minutes ago. Now, are you satisfied?
Don't forget, tomorrow will be your first chance to try marvelous new Kraft Salad Oil on sale now at your grocer's. Use this new superfine lighter-bodied oil for those wonderful homemade salad dressings that no one can make quite like you. Use it in those wonderful chiffon cakes you take such pride in. Use it in all your cooking or baking recipes that call for liquid shortening. Get Kraft salad oil in either the pint or quart bottle tomorrow at your grocer's. Look for the bottle with the beautiful label. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 10 minutes have passed since Mike advanced his theory that Joe Dowling and Jean Colbert were one and the same and had it promptly explode in his face. And so great is the Falcon's disappointment that even hard-hearted Sergeant Corbett is touched.
Come on, snap out of it, Mike. We all make mistakes. You just abuse the privilege.
Well, I don't suppose there's any doubt that the body Harris found is really Dowling, huh?
None whatsoever. Dowling was just taking orders from Colbert, like Lindsay, Harrell, and Blake.
Did they find Colbert's letters on Dowling's body?
No.
Then I was wrong, Corbett.
Nice of you to admit it.
No, I mean when I said that the letters were unimportant. Colbert had to have them back. Now, why?
Don't ask me. I never saw them.
Well, they certainly looked innocent enough to me.
How about secret writing?
Oh, there was no need for that. If you knew what Colbert was getting at, the meaning was obvious. There were three of them. They were all identical. All they said was, Dear Lindsay, you enclosed, please find $25,000 for Harrell's account. Will you see that he gets it? And they were signed John Colbert. Wait a minute. Hold everything.
Now, don't tell me you've got another brainstorm.
Yeah, look. Suppose I told you that Jean Colbert was a woman.
You better lay down, Mike.
Now, listen to me, Sergeant. Nobody's ever seen Colbert. The only trace we have is those letters.
So?
So that's why Colbert had to have him back. Because sooner or later, somebody was bound to realize the fallacy. Now, look. How do you spell the French name, Jean?
J-E-A-N.
And how do you pronounce that in English?
Jean.
There you are. You see what I mean? It can be a girl's name, too.
But where is there a woman in this case?
How about Senator Blake's secretary?
Marion Crane?
Yes. Though I've never been known to pass up a pretty gal, this one you can take.
Now, let me understand you, gentlemen. You think that I am Jean Colbert?
No, not Jean Colbert, Miss Crane. Jean Colbert.
No, that's very funny, Mr. Waring.
I'm glad you find it amusing.
Oh, I do, Sergeant. You're basing your entire case on that?
No. There were several other things that gave you away.
Such as?
Well, finding you at the Senator's safe.
Anything else?
Well, once I realized that Jean was a woman's name, it all added up. You went to work for Senator Blake just to keep tabs on him.
Why did I hire Lindsay and Harrell?
Because you didn't want any trail leading back to you. And then when you heard there was an investigation afoot to look into premium oil, you thought it time to dissolve your organization.
So I hired Dowling, and then when he did his job, I got rid of him.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Waring, this only goes to prove that there is something in woman's intuition.
Huh?
I had a feeling you were going to be an awful nuisance.
Well, I'm glad to say you were right. Okay, Marion, whenever you're ready.
Ready?
Yes, I think Sergeant Corbett is willing to call her tonight, so suppose we start for headquarters.
No. I'm staying right here.
I've got $5 to say you're wrong.
Well, put it up and we'll leave it to the sergeant.
Watch it, Corbett. Don't ever get to that first.
I only want to get my wallet and show him this.
Holy cow.
Well, what is it?
You and your theories. Give her the fiver.
What are you talking about?
Haven't you ever seen a card like this before?
No, what?
Well, I have, and it says that the bearer, Miss Marion Crane, is an agent of the Department of Justice.
Doesn't make sense, Waring. You say Senator Blake's secretary was a federal agent?
Yes, she was a plant, Lindsay.
Well, couldn't she have forged those credentials?
No, Sergeant Corbett has already checked Washington. She's been with him since 45.
Well, where do we go from here?
Well, the sergeant and I have been talking it over, and we've come to one conclusion.
What?
We're never going to find Colbert.
Well, you can't give up now.
Well, what else can we do? Colbert will never be found for one simple reason.
Why?
He doesn't exist.
What are you talking about?
He's the little man who wasn't there.
I don't follow you, Mike.
He's just a figment of the imagination.
Whose?
Yours, Lindsay.
What?
Yes, you were the boy who dreamed him up. You gave him life, breath, and dimension. And what a pity you can't arrange to have him take those 10,000 volts instead of you.
I'm sorry if I was rough on you, Mike.
Oh, that's all right, Marion. But must we talk about that now?
Yes, we must. You know, our office was working on this case for months, and you could have ruined everything.
Well, you don't have to rub it in.
How did you realize Lindsay was our boy?
Well, when I found out you were a government agent, it suddenly occurred to me what a beautiful swindle Lindsay was in a position to work. All we had was his word and several letters that there was actually such a person as Colbert. Lindsay pretended to be just another cog in the wheel.
Sure, by pretending to follow orders like the rest, he could mask as an innocent tool like Rell.
Mm-hmm.
You think Dowling knew who he was?
Yes, he was the only one. That's why Lindsay had to kill him.
But why did Dowling slug him in your apartment?
Well, that was a cheap enough price for Lindsay to pay to convince me he was on the up and up. But you'd be surprised if it put me on the right track.
What?
I mentioned to you that I had evidence pointing to Colbert.
Huh?
Well, if you didn't send Dowling around to pick it up, the only other party who could have done it was Lindsay. He was the only other one who knew about the letters.
Then actually they were valueless.
Oh, sure. Lindsay wrote them just to cover himself.
Well, guess that takes care of everything.
Well, not quite. There's still one thing about this case that bothers me.
What?
You.
Do I really bother you that much, Mike?
Oh, you have no idea, Angel.
What's there about me that disturbs you so?
Well, there's your face, your figure, and most of all...
Yes?
That $5 you won for me on that bet, that I'll never get over.
Folks, here's a suggestion for all of you who like and want good candy. Keep Kraft caramels on hand wherever you are, at home for all the family to enjoy, at work to pass around among friends, and even in the pocket of your car to enjoy a delightful candy bite while driving. Follow this suggestion, and whenever you get a yen for good candy, pop a yummy, chewy, soft Kraft caramel into your mouth. Or whenever you feel tired, eat a Kraft caramel. This fine candy gives you real energy in a hurry. There's plenty of nourishing milk in Kraft Dairy Fresh Caramels, besides the other fine, pure ingredients. So they're good for you. Ask for Kraft caramels in the big, thrifty bag at your grocery store, and get the 6-piece bar for a nickel at your candy counter. Either way, you can't miss a real taste treat, Kraft caramel. The case of the big talker. The case of the big talker. That's the title of next week's adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that to protect yourself from a loudmouth, sometimes you have to use a silencer. So be sure to listen at the same time next week to another exciting adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The adventures of the Falcon are based on a famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Ken Lynch as Sergeant Corbett. Be sure to hear The Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. In next Wednesday's broadcast, Gildy comes face-to-face with an hilarious problem and solves it in a way that will keep you laughing for days. Remember the show, the time, and the place. The Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. Check your local newspaper for time of broadcast.
Fred Allen and Judy Holliday visit The Big Show today on NBC.